USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The death toll from a 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Haiti on Saturday has risen. Officials say that more than 1,200 people have died and another 5,700 have been injured. The majority of deaths coming in the south of the country. The government says that more than 13,000 homes have also been completely destroyed and another 13,000 have been damaged. And U.S. forces will take over air traffic control at the Kabul airport, according to the Department of Defense. In a joint statement with the Department of State, the takeover was announced along with an expansion of security at the airport, which is now housing the operations of the American Embassy. They also announced the acceleration of evacuations for thousands of Afghans who are eligible for U.S. special immigrant visas. Nearly 2,000 people who qualify have already arrived in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says officials have warned the Taliban against attacking U.S. personnel in the country. Jeremy Scott reports.
The Taliban took over much of the country, seized numerous provincial capitals as the Afghan army surrendered en masse in many locations, all in about the course of a week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on ABC's This Week as U.S. personnel were evacuated from the embassy in Kabul.
We're going to make sure that we keep in place in the region the capacity, the forces necessary to see any reemergence of a terrorist threat and to be able to deal with it. So in terms of what we set out to do in Afghanistan, we've done it.
Blinken would go on to say that the Taliban should not attack U.S. forces or staff and said it would be met with a very strong, decisive response. That coming a day after a written statement from President Biden in which he said any action on their part on the ground in Afghanistan that puts U.S. personnel or our mission at risk there will be met with a swift and strong U.S. military response.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The state of Mississippi is dealing with a new surge in COVID cases, setting a daily record last Thursday of just over 5,000 new cases. Governor Tate Reeves has extended an emergency order to allow state resources to help deal with the rising number of infections. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that federal resources are also being dispatched. The chief White House medical advisor tells CBS's Face the Nation that the solution is to get more people vaccinated.
We're sending surge teams to help with the actual implementation of the immediate response, and that's FEMA, that's CDC people, that's people from the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response to help setting up to provide some treatment like monoclonal antibodies to help with the hospital situation. That's the immediate thing. But, you know, as you know, Nancy, as we've discussed many, many times, all of this is entirely predictable and yet, on the other hand, entirely preventable. We've got to get people vaccinated. We have about 90 million people who are eligible to be vaccinated who are not vaccinated, and that's very highly concentrated in the southern states, including Mississippi and other states, in which you have, compared to the general average of vaccinations in the country, an under-vaccinated group. And those are the people in whom the outbreak with a highly, highly transmissible Delta variant is spreading.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.